You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
This division hurts a little bit because the pick that I wanted to make was Justin Fields. And I would love to see Justin Fields take a huge step forward this season, and maybe he still does that. It's just that Chicago has done absolutely nothing to help him and to make life easier for him. So I didn't pick Justin Fields just because I just don't trust what they're doing around there. I picked Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. He quietly had a really, really strong rookie season. And again, he's another one of those players where it's not a bad football team, kind of goes overlooked, but he just had 90 receptions as a rookie. And the Lions are headed in the right direction. Now, we don't know if Jameson Williams is going to be healthy right out of the gate to start the season next year. But Amon-Ra St. Brown proved that he can be a viable pass-catching option for that offense. And I think he's going to be a huge part of that team early on in the season, especially while they're trying to get Jameson Williams healthy.
I am fascinated to see how that offense looks, of course, once they get an actual quarterback. But when it's him and Jameson, I feel like Jameson is a great compliment for St. Brown, just because you mentioned like those 90 catches. He's going to be a guy that can do all the dirty work, I guess is how you describe him. And that's what you need. Like, you need those type of wide outs. So I want to see him evolve. I want to see how his game grows in the NFL. And like, not a burner, not a speed guy by any means, but he's shown that, you know, again, he can do the things over the middle, the things underneath. And every offense needs that guy. So that's a good pick. I like him. I like the direction that the Lions are going, and that pick is a big reason why.
Amon-Ra St. Brown basically beat the Green Bay Packers in week 18.
Like, hurt.
They played their starters for a half, and they ran all the damn trick plays, and Amon-Ra St. Brown was going nuts. I'm picking another Detroit Lion. I'm telling you, no one believes me. Stats didn't believe me when we recorded a couple Fridays ago. I really think the Detroit Lions are going to sneak into that like wild card race. Just, they have so many players that I think are going to be young and good. Look, the wild card race in the NFC is not going to be pretty anyway. Like, it's going to be the Saints, it's going to be the Eagles, it's going to be the Cardinals. And if the Lions are there, that probably takes two of the four are getting into the last two slots. The guy I want to point out is Derek Barnes, who actually had like a pretty good rookie season. He's an off-ball linebacker, but they move him around a little bit. His whole thing is he played at Purdue. He was a defensive end basically until his last year there. And then they moved him to off-ball linebacker because they had guys like, you know, George Karloftis up front and stuff like that. He would play like Mike linebacker basically for Purdue. And then on third downs would just play defensive end and was their best pass rusher. He's a guy who did solid production early on with the Lions last year. And I think it's only going to take another step up. And the guy kind of, he's not there yet, but like, he's the Dont'a Hightower type of guy. Like, the guy who's like taking on like just guards downhill, can play sideline to sideline. Like, I really liked his film when I was breaking him down. I probably would have drafted him like even like a round higher than where he went. And he even beat my expectations as a rookie. So I think he's going to be a guy who everyone is probably wondering, like, who the heck is this guy? But like, by next year, people are going to be like, oh yeah, Derek Barnes is like, you know, a top 10 inside linebacker of the league or something.
Did you just compare
Derek I did. Barnes? And that it's slanderous because I would have given Dont'a Hightower like two or three Super Bowl MVPs. Like, I hold that name in high regard.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.